Now let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, as we look in on the little community today, we find Mama Manor in the Jotham Down stall and restaurant.
Well, wait a minute, Lum. Don't pull me away from my telephone.
Well, you ain't supposed to listen in on conversation. That ain't what Ben wants us to do.
He said every time we hear the phone ring, no matter whose ring it is, he wanted us to pick up the receiver and see if somebody's getting a call from the Mr. Terrace board.
Yeah, I know that.
He wants us to keep a complete record of it, he said.
Sure, but you've listened long enough there to know it ain't the boys calling.
Now, hang up. Well, just a second. I better listen just a little bit longer here. The boys might break in on the conversation, then. Hi. Oh, excuse me, Miss Barton. Yes, Mama, all right, I will.
Well, who is you talking to?
Yeah, you made me keep talking. I forgot my mouth is up there to the telephone.
Well, maybe that'll learn you a lesson, Mr. Smart Alec.
Lum, I was just doing my duty. Just helping Ben out on his new job.
Oh, sure, sure.
Lum, did you know that Miss Barton can't get into a thing she wore last spring?
Hmm.
Except her hat. She's gained 8 pounds in the last week.
Yeah, I noticed it, sir. And I told you not to listen in on them conversations. Leastways, you don't have to blab every time you hear.
I'm sorry.
Who was you telling that to?
Why, it wasn't. I don't blab every time I hear.
Oh, well, see that you recollect that. I found you with me at 11.
Yeah. Let's see, I better write down a call for you.
No, you just write down the ones when you hear the voice threatening somebody.
Oh, that's right. Thinking what Ben wants us to do that far along.
Well, since he's taken over this job, he wants to get a record of the names of all the persons that's got calls from that mysterious boy.
Oh.
And as long as he's on duty all night long, he needs us to check for him in the daytime.
Well, why don't Uncle Henry Lunsford do that? He's supposed to be guarding the town during the daytime.
You know Uncle Henry. He won't cooperate with nobody.
No, no.
He thinks he knows that that blame much more than anybody else.
Oh, yeah.
Wish we could get that old man out of office.
I do, too. He can do it. Oh, he knows everything to hear his tell of. He's the smartest man that ever lived.
This is just some detective work that Ben's doing on his own.
Yeah, I think it's a good idea.
I'll say one thing for Ben. He sure has took hold of this job.
Oh, he's working on it.
And you recollect how he acted when we first tried to talk him into it the other day?
He was still bound and determined he was going to leave town. Yeah, the lucky thing that we found him when we did, too. Another 10 minutes and somebody would come along, he'd got a ride. We never would have caught up with him.
Yeah, there he was, standing on the highway with his valise, trying to hitchhike a ride.
I don't much believe he was waiting for the bus like he said he was, do you?
Why, of course not. The bus don't stop out there.
No.
And you don't catch the bus by holding your thumb up in the air like he was doing, no way.
No, he had it stuck right up there. He couldn't miss it. You know, Lum, all the time he was saying how he wasn't the man for this night watch job, I just had a feeling all along he was just dying to take it.
Well, of course he was. He'd made so much talk about leaving town, I guess he felt like he was obligated to do it.
Oh, and I
felt like he couldn't back out.
Yeah. And I think he still had some sort of idea that it was just a job that we made up to keep him in town, just sort of a charity thing.
Yeah, well, I think we've changed his mind about that, all right.
Yeah, yeah.
There ain't no charity connected with that job.
No, we need it.
Fact is, if the town could afford it, I think we ought to have even more police protection. Just until folks are scared to go out on the streets after dark.
Some of them are even scared to go out in the daylight. Well, take, for instance, John Pappy Pierce. I don't believe he's been outdoors twice since the boys first called him.
Well, I don't know whether there's any truth in it or not, but I hear that Emmett Goshen's moving his family over to Cherry Hill.
Emmett Goshen?
Says Pine Ridge ain't a safe place to live no more.
Well, I do know. Well, it ain't, to be honest. I think Eli White's coming on moving, too. I know he was at... wait a minute, there's a phone. Who's ringing is that?
Hold on, I'll get it.
Huh?
All you do is just stand there and eavesdrop. Now, be quiet.
It's a two country ring, that's who it is, yeah. Huh. Is it the boy?
No, it wasn't.
Who was it? Who was calling?
It weren't the boy. That's all me and you are concerned with.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Just recollect that.
Yes, sir.
Yes. Now, listen what she has to say after school.
Who?
Clarabelle Seastrom.
Clarabelle?
She's a bright enough star.
Oh, yeah.
General gets good marks.
Yeah, she stays right there at the head of the selling line all the time and all that. How do you know she has to stay after school?
Well, that was her calling her mama, saying she'd be late for supper on account of... Or never mind. Don't be so dad blame nosy at her.
Me?
I don't know how many times I have to tell you these things. Someday your curiosity is going to get the best of you.
Wait a minute. Whose ring is that?
Well, just stay where you're at now. I'll get it.
Oh, I know. It's the Wee Hunt's ring. That's right.
Yeah. Be quiet, Abner.
Who is it? Come, who is it?
Huh?
Oh, my
goodness.
What'd you hang up for?
It was him.
Who, the boy?
That's who it was, just plain as day.
Oh, my goodness. What'd he say? Who'd he talk to?
I don't know who he's talking to. Never give him a chance to answer.
It was sure enough him.
Just quick as air and fever went up, he started talking.
Oh, my goodness. What'd he say, Lon?
Well, he said, accidents happen when you least expect them. You may be next.
Oh, my goodness alive.
You got daylight out of me.
Yeah. We better find out which one of the wee hunts answered the phone and warn them, Mom. That's what we better do.
Well, they hear it. They know which one of them it was.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, they know it. If I was anybody in that family, I'd just stay from home. That's what I'd do. I wouldn't take a chance on going out of doors after get a warning like that.
You know, Abner, I can't help feeling there's something familiar about that voice.
You know who it is?
No, I don't know about it that whispers in that scary tone of voice like he does, but there's just something about it. Well, I've heard it before.
Well, who is it? Sounds hard. Who is it?
I just can't get it. I know one thing. It gives me the cold shivers every time I think of it.
Well, you ain't the only one. I'd say half the folks in town is getting a cold shiver over that bad brain voice. Just twist me and you, Lon, if I didn't have Cedric for my body's guard, I'd be afraid to set my foot outside the door. That's it. I wish you'd hurry up and get over here right now. I'm going to have him sit right there in that chair, and I'll get 2 feet away from him.
No, you ain't going to do no such a thing.
I am doing it.
Say, we're forgetting to mark down that phone call for Ben.
Oh.
That's it. Excited hearing that voice. I forgot what I was supposed to do.
You reckon we ought to wake Ben up and tell him about this one?
No. He needs all the sleep he can get. Just tell me what time it is.
What time it is?
And he wants us to put that down, too. What time the call comes through.
Oh, I see. It's just about 11:15.
All right, that call was about 4 minutes ago. That makes it say 11:18.
18? Yeah. 11 says 18.
Boy, keeps running through my mind. I'm sure I've heard it before.
Well, sure, Lon. You heard it. You don't know.
I just can't think.
Well, when do you think you heard it before?
I don't know. There's something familiar about it. Can't tell what it is.
What, does it sound like somebody here in Pine Ridge?
Abner, there ain't no use asking me questions because I don't know the answer. Granny, I wish I did.
Well, so do I. So does everybody in the whole town, as far as that goes.
Yeah, maybe it'll come to me if I stop thinking about it. I know lots of times you try so hard to recollect something, but 3 days later, when you ain't even thinking about it no more, it pops into your head.
3 days? Couldn't you cut that down to 2 long? The way things have been going, there's lots of terrible things could happen around here in 3 days' time.
Yeah, well, I'll keep studying about it, but
I'm not sure.
Wait a minute, I see Squash Kemp coming up out there.
Oh, maybe he found out something about the boy.
Yeah. Well, howdy, Squire.
Well, hello, Rob. Hello, Edna. Any news of any kind?
No, we were hoping you had some.
No, I hadn't none. No new developments at all. I thought maybe Ben Withers had unearthed some clues by this time. He's still working on the case, isn't he?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Yes, I believe he's going to make a good man.
Well, he's been on duty every night since he's taken a job. He's back there in the feed room asleep now.
Yes. Well, man's got to get to rest.
Oh, he's doing uncommonly good.
Yes, I'm glad we got him.
All for conscientious about his work.
Oh, he's having us listen in every time the phone rings and keeps a record every time the voice calls somebody.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, pretty good idea, don't you think, Squire?
Why, yes, indeed. That's an excellent idea. In fact, I was going to suggest something like that myself. Has any calls come through today?
Yeah, of course, we pick up the receiver every time anybody calls.
Yes.
I had to make Abner quit it because he's listening to their conversation.
I weren't doing no such a thing. Well, I was listening, but I just figured I'd listen. Maybe the voice would bust in on them. That's why I done it.
That ain't nice, is it, Squire?
Well, no, Lom. You shouldn't eavesdrop on anyone. But in a case like this, why, I think you should be allowed to do that. So you don't have to hear what the people are saying or remember or anything.
The voice called up the wee hunt a minute ago.
He did?
Yeah.
Telling them about having an accident or some kind.
Well, I do know. I tell you, man, this thing's getting more serious every day.
It sure is. You know that folks are starting to move away from Pine Ridge on account of it?
Well, I had heard some rumors to that effect. I didn't know whether there's anything to it or not, though. And I hate to see that. We should all stay right here in Pine Ridge and fight this thing to a finish.
Yeah, I feel that way, too. But on the other hand, you can't blame folks for wanting to get away from here.
No, sir.
Having their property burned, threats on their lives, and I don't know what else.
Yes, it's an intolerable situation. There's no doubt about that, man.
Say, Squire, you've heard that voice on the phone. Does it sound familiar to you?
Familiar? No, I couldn't say that exactly. Why? Do you think you're on the trail of something wrong?
No, but I'm just sure I've heard that before. I don't know where or when or nothing.
Are you meeting somebody around here in Pine Ridge, you think? Doc, what was that?
Sounded like an automobile smasher.
I know, but that's what it was. And look whose car that is, too. Just like the boy said. That's Cedric Weehunt. He run right into that watering trough out there.
Say, that voice is getting too accurate for comfort.